Well, thousands of cattle, sheep and horses have also perished in the Victorian and New South Wales bushfires, adding to the woes of farmers who've already been hit hard by the drought. Dairy farmers are warning fresh milk and cheese supplies could be hit, with road closures limiting access to fodder and fuel. Victoria Pengilly filed this report.
It took 10 minutes for a ferocious blaze to destroy half of dairy farmer Robert Miller's farmland on the New South Wales south coast on New Year's Day. He's just one of hundreds of farmers across the country who've lost precious livestock supplies in recent bushfires.
Every dairy farmer in New South Wales is absolutely suffering now. We've got a shortage of milk. It's only going to get worse. If we are struggling, the whole of our rural economy is going to be really greatly affected.
While many farmers are still yet to assess the extent of damage, Robert Miller says urgent federal action is needed to support the industry, already reeling from the ongoing drought and persistently low milk prices.
The farmers have got no cash reserves. We've got no resilience. We've had a milk price that's been so low for so long. My problem to date has I was ineligible for drought funding because the federal government was using a desertification map rather than a drought map to classify people who could get funding. We're not desert anymore. We're a lunar landscape here.
Supermarkets like Coles and Woolworths say the fire crisis hasn't impacted their supply of fresh milk to date. But Max Roberts, president of Bega Cheese on the New South Wales south coast, says that could change, as many farmers are still unable to collect milk due to power outages.
When the fires went through, we lost power to a number of dairies, and that meant that cows weren't able to be milked for up to 60 hours, and that's not a good outcome for fresh cows, and there's certainly going to be a loss of production there.
He says any sort of government assistance needs to address not only the loss of cattle, but damage to property.
We've got to look at more than just feeding the animals. It is about getting the actual farm operation going again. And I think there's certainly a role around that infrastructure for government to be very, very heavily involved in and not leaving it all up to local government.
In East Gippsland in Victoria, there are already reports of pasture damage and stock loss. Paul Mumford is president of United Dairy Farmers of Victoria.
Milk production for this season will not recover. It's all about animal welfare and making sure the animals are fit and healthy. So the milk production will be hurt somewhat.
Nowra-based farmer and recently appointed New South Wales dairy advocate Ian Zanstra says there's a risk production costs and worsening drought conditions could force some farmers out of the industry entirely.
Farmers leaving one a week in New South Wales over the last year. Without a doubt, these fires in the Bega and the southern area will have an impact upon those farmers, but also that regional dairying economy.
New South Wales dairy advocate Ian Zanstra ending that report by Victoria Pengilly. And a spokesperson for the Federal Agriculture Minister, Bridget McKenzie, says there are emergency payments available in the affected areas.